So I'll give you the four maratib of al-qadr. So contemplate upon it. If any questions pop up on your mind, then inshallah ta'ala we'll try to solve it next week and elaborate on every single point. And I'll give a whole dars on al-qadr. So a person, he can't believe in the qadr until he believes in four matters. And I won't give you the proofs and evidences in the moment, because it'll take a lot of time. The first one, we have to believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. Sorry, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows when things are taking place. And He knew before it took place. So He knew before it took place. He knows that which is taking place now. And He knows that which is going to take place. And if something was going to take place, how this will take place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what took place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that which is taking place at the very moment. So past, present. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that which is going to take place. And if something was going to take place, how this would take place. So the first one is what knowledge? Al-ilm. And these points that I mentioned, just come under it. The second martaba. Al-kitabah. Al-kitabah bima'na, every single thing has been written down. Everything that takes place, every occurrence that takes place in this dunya has been written down. The third point. Al-Mashi'a. That nothing takes place in this dunya except that it is by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything, from the good and likewise the evil. So someone might say to themselves, طيب, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills that a person goes and he apostates from the religion of Islam. Or he goes and what? Commits zina. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills this. And the atheists will say this to you. They'll say, if your Lord now, what's that guy's name? Jonathan Fry, I think.
Stephen Fry.
Naam. I watched a video of his saying what? How dare you? How dare you? He's speaking to Allah. How dare you allow all this spilling of the blood, all this killing of children? So all the things that take place by the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. And a lot of questions are going to pop up. So the fourth matter. Al-Khalq. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything. Even the actions of what? The creation.